sower went out to sow. As he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground where it had little soil, and it withered from lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced 100 or 60 or 30-fold. These are words from today's gospel. I find it hard to believe, but I left here as pastor of this cathedral 23 years ago this summer. 23 years ago. Those of you who were here in those days know that after I left here, I became the vocation director for the Archdiocese, one of the jobs that Father Michael just gave up. And I was a university chaplain at Bellarmine. After that, I became a staff member at St. Meinrad Seminary, conducted over 150 priest convocations and retreats in 10 countries, and wrote a weekly column in the Record for 15 years. I retired 5 years ago, and in my retirement, I've been volunteering in the Caribbean missions in a small, poor, 32-island country off the coast of South America called St. Vincent and the Grenadines. So far, I've completed 12 trips. However, I had to cancel my last trip, number 13, because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And even though I've not been able to travel down there like I'd hoped, I continue to work from here through computers, Skype, WhatsApp, and my cell phone. Mission work is not easy. In fact, it can be very frustrating at times because of the poverty, the poor communication, and some major cultural differences. When I saw what the gospel reading was for today, I thought of a recent discussion I had with a good friend of mine. I was sharing some of the frustration I was having with working down in the Caribbean missions. Thinking back, I suppose I had mentioned some of my frustration in earlier discussion because he said to me, "Look, you might as well accept it. You cannot change those people, so why do you bother?" Well, I was hoping for some encouragement, but what I got was a short lecture on hopelessness. I was aggravated by his evaluation and assessment of something that I was putting my heart and soul into. So I recoiled a bit, because I'm certainly not ready to quit. I knew working in the Caribbean missions would not be easy, but I certainly don't consider it hopeless. If I'd wanted an easy retirement, I would have learned to play golf, rather than putting myself in a place known for its poverty, heat, and potholes. Besides, since we are pulling priests from mission countries all over the world to work full-time in our American parishes, I thought it might be good for some of us retired priests to help them out, at least part-time. Like the sower of seed in the gospel, some of what I have done has been successful. Has not been successful. Some of it appeared successful at first, but did not last. However, some of it has produced some amazing results. And throughout all the ups and downs of mission work, I've been inspired by the words of Mother Teresa. When she was asked about why she bothered to care about the hopeless work she was doing in India, She is the one who answered my why bother question. She said, people are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful and you will win some false friends and some true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway. What you spend years building, someone could destroy overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give the world the best you've got anyway. You see, in the final analysis, it's not between you and your, it is between you and your God. And it was never between you and them anyway. Unquote. Mother Teresa was right. Like the sower of seed in today's gospel, some of what I and you do will go nowhere. Some of what we do will not last. However, some of what we do will no doubt have lasting effect. It will produce a harvest. It will help in ways that we cannot predict. When Mother Teresa was questioned about working so hard and not making a dent in the depressing situation she worked in, she famously said, God does not require that we be successful, only that we be faithful. When Jesus spoke this parable about the sower and the seed, he was speaking from his own experience. Some of his teaching fell on deaf ears and was totally rejected. Some of his teaching showed promise of taking root in some of those who heard it, but it did not survive long term, especially in hard times. However, some of his teaching was taken in. It was fed and watered and ended up producing some amazing results. And that's why we're sitting here today. Some of it produced fruit. When Jesus spoke this parable about the sower and the seed, he was no doubt thinking as well of those who would follow him. Preachers of the gospel over the centuries, taking his teaching to the ends of the earth. He knew that they would sometimes face failure and rejection. He knew that sometimes they would see promising signs of success, only to watch things die on the vine. He knew that sometimes they would see their preaching take root and produce abundant results. He taught them that their job was simply to sow good seeds and leave the results to God. The big question I get from the gospel today is this: why bother? Why bother doing anything good? It is the question I ask myself as a volunteer in the missions, when the results of my efforts are not always obvious. It is a question I ask myself as a priest, when the results of all my pastoral efforts are not always obvious. It is the question you parents and teachers ask yourselves when your efforts seem to be a complete failure, when your efforts are disappointing, and when your efforts are swallowed up by other voices and stronger cultural influences. All of us, you and I, who have been given our lives to the service of others, sooner or later are forced to answer the same question: why bother? It is Jesus, the teacher, and Mother Teresa, patron saint of those who work in situations that appear to be hopeless. They are the ones who answer that question best. In today's parable, Jesus teaches us to keep on sowing good seed. Sow them as far and wide as possible. And when we're done, leave the results to God. Mother Teresa taught us to give the world the best we have, and it may never be enough. But give the world the best you've got anyway. Because you see, in the final analysis, it's between you and your God. Friends, when you give yourselves to helping others, be it to people in foreign lands, to your own kids, to your elderly parents, to your students if you're a teacher, to your patients if you're a doctor, to your wife or husband if you are a spouse, you are like the sower of seed in today's gospel. You will often come away feeling disappointed, hurt, or feeling like a failure. Give the best you have anyway. Sow the best seeds you can find, realizing that the results are up to God, because God does not require us to be successful, only to be faithful.